because this island has lots of utility. The other night, oh, Sunday night was lovely. Well, I'd be standing on top of Snaefell, and he's looking around all seven counties, he said, Scotland, everywhere.
Yes.
But I have no time for the ads because they're rose lighting.
Yes, unfortunately.
They are indeed, yes.
And they're never short of a word.
Did you know anything about any of the politics in Ireland after the war?
Oh, well, I can always remember. Yes, I was about five, getting up there. I'd be in the smithy, my father's blacksmith. And I used to hear that talk, because, you see, all the soldiers, we sent so many people to war, even the First World War as well as the Second. We had no men left, and our policemen had to go out there to help. And they'd come back with yarn, I'd be listening. And they were awful dirty then, but they're clean now. Mother loves them, used to love their dairy products. Mm-hmm. But anyway, used to be talking about what they were doing. And, oh, my Lord. But you see, what had happened to them was that potato famine. Well, you see, I never knew the other week, my son, because he knows it, because he's a med student. The English owned the land. I didn't realise that. Because I said to Dennis one day, they might have given them the potatoes, Dennis, instead of sending them to America and all dying. He said, brother, the English owned the land. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, that doesn't turn right either.
No.
No, it doesn't. No. But you should own your own land. Mm. You see, they don't own us over here.
No, they don't.
No, and they'd like to poke their noses over to see what we've got, though.
Mm.
And anyway, they did, and they had to go to America, and they were all starving and dying. But you see, they've never really forgiven us for that.
No.
But they love the Isle of Man. Mm. But I hope not too many of them don't. I know quite a lot when I was in the nursing home in Douglas, where the court, because I had a little bungalow there.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to come in, and they'd be saving for a mortgage. And they were saying to us then, that's 4 years ago, we will not come back there.
No.
All these young ones, well, they said, we can't go back there, honey. Well, the IRA was added all the time there, that's about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But Jerry Adams has no right to be a minister. Oh, no. He's there all the way.
Yes, I know.
Naughty boy, that.
Yes. And the other one.
Yes.
What's his name? I forgot his name.
He's got too much, you see. Mm-hmm. The big fella.
Yes.
Is it there? Oh, then the sun is just bad.
The sun's just bad, yeah.
Yes.
I forget his name.
Paisley,
that's it, yes.
Yes.
Knew it would come back sometime.
The way he could shout, he got a new suit on too. Somebody said he could afford it.
And do you know anything about women getting the vote in the island?
In this island?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can remember there was a Mrs. I think she was from Peel. Was it Shimon the name was? It was a lady from Peel. I can always remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But not, I'm temporarily forgotten her name, but it mm-hmm. could have been Shimon.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, they didn't want women in anything over here. They were as old fashioned as anywhere else.
Mm.
Well, no, they didn't
want
it.
Mind you, the UK government didn't want them to get the vote anyhow.
No. That woman threw herself under the king's house.
That's right,
oh,
yes.
I seen that in the pictures, I screamed.
Yes.
I thought of the poor horse too.
Yeah.
As well as the woman.
Yeah.
A terrible thing to do, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? My goodness. They wouldn't do that now, would they?
I saw that some years ago on the television. They must have it kept.
Mm.
Yeah, sort of, quite a few years ago then. Mm. Again.
And how about the rationing? After the war, or during or after the war?
Oh, I've got my ration book up there still, because there's 2,000 seen that in Ramsey. They couldn't have kept theirs down there, because my grandson wanted it. And do you know, there was a queue of people to see that, and that was Genesis, and that was up to 1953.
Yeah.
We were rationed for main things like bacon, and butter and things, and sugar. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was rationing. That didn't worry me because I never took any tea. People sometimes could get butter and things like that. It wasn't too bad over here. Oh, no. And they couldn't make... Oh, mother used to make cake. My other brother used to go and get lots of gold's eggs. Mm-hmm. And my word, they made lovely cakes.
Did they?
Ooh, lighter than the others.
Really?
Truly, yes. And they'd go and get those up at that dangerous place.
The chasm? Chasms?
No, not that side.
Oh, the other side. Bluff?
Up the over Serbia and over the way, Slock that way. Mm-hmm. A dangerous place, Slock. There's a gate open there to go down there, and they used to go and get seagulls out. But the trap was terrific. When the boys of Bellavic killed the nicest one up the whole lot.
Oh dear.
Kenneth was only 25. Oh. He stood up to put his coat off and dinged off him. Sort of no fear in them, Bellavic ones. He stood up to put his coat on. No, below him. Below him. I don't know if he was
blown over.
Oh, he just flew down hundreds of feet. And my brother used to go and get those eggs and risk their lives, you know, up there. There's quite a few of them going up doing that.
Was there?
Yes, not only. But Kenneth, I don't know what, he was the youngest of the whole lot and the nicest. Yes, it was the walk of family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a shame. But
what about the Woman's Land Army?
Oh, that was all right, but then you see the farmers were for jealous, aren't they? What could you do? I wouldn't have minded that kind of work, you know, I like kind of
farm.
And but they used to say the farmers' wives were jealous of them. Now that was silly because they were trying to help, you know. And I mean to say, I'm looking at it the other hand, they don't want their own farmers, they don't get a young man. No, it's silly, isn't it? But that's how it was on these land, and people dying with laughter, of course.
Yes.
The jokes going on that.
I bet.
Yeah, and across the water.
Mm-hmm. But they were here on the island, were they?
Oh, yes. Mostly down the north. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they could do lots of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Picking potatoes and things. Mm-hmm. Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because they had lots of airplanes down in Jerby.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have to be very careful in case they come down, because they did some of them, you know.
Yes, and there was quite a few crashes during the war, I believe.
Down there, nasty. But you see, half the island didn't know that place was there.
That's right.
But we did. And then, you know,
with you being an ARP warden.
Yes, I mean, you see, you couldn't talk about these things. But I don't think half the Ramsey people ever knew they were there.
That's right.
True, yeah. Most be killed yet. But we knew.
So the island, they kept themselves separate, all the Peel and Douglas.
Yes, everything was separate.
Separate.
And Douglas Promenade, I believe, that was all barbed wire too.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been soldiers there. Mm-hmm. And then there was Carby Cummins, a marvellous man. But he was eccentric, but...
Who was that?
Carby Cummins, he was the man that could, he had a big thing like for the Admiralty. But yeah, that man should have been knighted, you know. He'd always with his mother, he was the eccentric Bar Carby. But he had a big chart and he'd stay up all night getting in touch with ships all over the world.
Goodness.
And he found one for the Admiralty, they thought had gone long ago, and was down the Falklands. And he was able to sort that out. But he did an awful lot of good work. But
he was on Ireland all the time, was he?
Oh, Lord, yes, he couldn't,
was
leave, he? Couldn't leave his mother. Mammy, boy.
Yes.
He, you know, used to get up in the afternoon, between 3 and 4, and have something to eat, like whatever. And used to have, my aunt used to be their mother's sister, Aunt Adelaide. They're very rich people, the Cummins.
Were they?
Yes. Strathallan, a big bouncer. Well, anyway, they used to go for a walk at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you said, and they'd have his dinner about 7. I think he had his dinner alone somewhere. They'd because I know a girl that was there, and he always had a big apple Manx one every night with cream. Lovely it would be too, after his dinner. And this girl said, oh, here's a nice, a good big apple for a nice pizza. He told his mother, and I think she nearly got the sack. Oh, he wasn't looked after at all.
No.
It was just that it was read that way.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she kept a lot of cats, and she was in trouble with the commissioners. And she did a special gown just for the cats. Truly. Yes. And I think she cooked all the rabbits and things outside. Oh, my God, Mrs. Coventry was terrible. It would be on the paper that she was getting told off about. I think it was about 16 cats, yeah. And there's a special room for them. They all had their own cushions and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
My sister was there for a while, but I never met them or seen them.
Mm.
But they used to come up. They had a house, what you call out, it's an awful dangerous place. Now I can't remember the name.
It'll come back to you.
No, it's on the Derby. He goes on the road down to Derby, and like the Kenyon out that way.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of it.
Yeah.
There was an old, there was a priest's hut out there. There must have been a priest living out there,
mm-hmm.
donkeys years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how he wasn't drowned. There was a hut down there. So anyway, they said it was a priest. That'd be a few hundred years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, it's a very dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a house there. Carby liked to look out to sea. They only stayed one week in the year. It belonged to them and the property belonged to them. And that's where they're buried.
Oh.
Yes. And I used to go out there because I lived up at Ronald for 18 years. And I used to walk up there from the Round Table House and go out there to get blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lovely mushrooms. Where's Carby's grave? Beautiful. Used to bring the hood, they weren't doing any harm.
No.
No, bring the mushrooms over and on, and the blueberries were just above, because the other mountain would be Crocodile Lee, you see,
mm-hmm.
and you come down the back of that, down to Carby's grave, and be lovely blueberries there, down all round about, like,
mm-hmm.
could fill a tea tin, because that's the best way to carry them, because they're juicy, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people go after blueberries.
Yes.
The blueberries, the Americans call them, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Yes.
They have them out in their
country. Yes, they do.
But
yeah.
we call them blueberries.
That's right.
But they're on hedges out there too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody ever tells each other because they're sort of scarce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can manage a tin, but tin is best because they are juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Tea tin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little lovely pies.
Did you?
Oh,
yes.
We had a sister coming over from Northampton every year with her and her family. They'd be coming up to tea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we always had every year.
No.
Because that was the time of the year they were coming.
Yes.
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 Oh, it's lovely.
Lovely, yeah.
Cream and sugar with them. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So do you know anything about the all the witches, it was an Isle of Man in the old days. You know the belief in the witches?
Oh, you're rolling up down the crack. What do you call it?
Slough
Wallen.
Slough Wallen,
yeah.
Yes.
I've done that myself. I don't know. They ever seen. I went up there when we got into awful trouble because we went to the school. I was about 12. My brother, who would try anything, food or thing, he always wanted the other one. We all went up the top. Oh, and I thought, how am I going to go down? Because you felt you couldn't walk.
Oh,
it was pretty frightening.
Yes.
So he said they'd have to roll down like the witches in the pound. And they'd know, because they weren't down there, they'd get through in the river. They had no option.
No, no option at all.
Oh, terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Was there a lot of superstition on the island then?
Oh, yes, and another thing, I used to hear people saying, the old people, if things were going wrong at home, because it was bad for listening to these old women, and my mother believed in half of it, up across the ways, things were going bad, you see. We almost sweep the road at midnight, and when the full moon was on, and all this carry on. They believe in it.
Yes.
Oh, yes. watching me, another one perhaps across the road, and they'd be sweeping at midnight and crossways, like the, and the daughter, I don't know what they're doing with the doors. And then there was a woman shaking a mat, and there was plenty of dust in it, and this other one was very clean across the road, and she said, "Look at the dirt that's coming out of that now." And he said, and the blacksmith was walking across the road, this is true, and he said, "Yes, and the dirt in your heart will never come out."
Oh.
Yes, wasn't that good?
Yes, yes.
That was my
grandpa.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right. So I can all remember all those things.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you learn a lot, you listen to these old people, but I don't believe half of what they were saying.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Not that.
But they did.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I remember coming home one day from Ballaloc, before they ever built up there. So that land belonged to Great Meadow, really, all the way down. And brought home some lovely yellow mayflowers. Beautiful! And I came home with this big bunch. And my mother was busy at that time in the house. And we had the children with us. And she grabbed it from me. She said, "My," she said, "you wicked girl." She said, "they're evil."
Oh.
I thought, "Oh my God."
Oh dear.
Yes, truly. I thought, "Oh, the people are nuts." And when I got out in the world, I began to think more and more they were. You see what I mean?
Yes. Oh dear.
Oh yes. But still.
So did you leave the island for some time?
Oh yes. I was in Cheshire. Well, I was in West Kirby.
Uh-huh.
Quite a nice place.
Is it?
And Horlick. And you walk up there, there's a Roman wall up that road, and you walk into Horlick.
Oh.
Yeah, beautiful wall there, big stone wall.
Uh-huh.
And I understood it was built by the Romans. The Romans were very clever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
when did you come back to the island?
Oh, later on, because my sister, where did she go? She went somewhere else, and I was on my own. I used to go into Liverpool. My word was cheap at Lewis's.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get sausage and chips, and bread and butter, a cup of tea. That was 1-3 each. Upstairs, those days.
Mm-hmm.
And there was at Lewis's, and there was Owen and Owen's too. And I think it was Lewis's, because they had a sale on. And I'd saved up my money, I was good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a tweed coat, and a brown hat. Like, not only brown hat, but band, and shoes. And they were very reasonable.
Oh, you've been a toff that.
Oh, no, yes, because I had a red coat and a green coat and a red hat going away.
Oh, right.
I thought, I'd ship this. When I get some money, you know, good on the young men.
Yes.
And there's nothing much for girls.
No.
There's nothing over here.
Well, no.
There's no such thing as factories or anything like that. And anyway, we got the house because I was one of 12. So that's how I can do so many things on my own.
Yes.
Because you see, I was only the third.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. But in those days, you had to do things
work. You had to help to bring up the rest of the family.
Of course.
Yes.
And you don't get the same chance as the younger ones.
No.
And then when they grow up, they forget what you do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've seen through all that. But it's all too late then.
Mm.
But you see, shop girls were standing on their feet all day too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not much, and they weren't learning anything
when
he's selling things.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see,
yes,
I was.
And you did a more interesting life.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, and then I saved up for a bicycle.
Did you?
And then a Remington.
Oh.
So in those days, there was no ticket.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then you'd save up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the Mr. Alf Lawton was thinking of an army taking Castleton. You ordered your bike and then you paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got your bike. It was a nice one. There was a Remington.
Mm-hmm.
They made in Coventry, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But rallies are much dearer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, they have a lot of gadgets on them. I was quite happy.
Yes, yes.
And I could always ride a bike.
Yeah.
That was no problem. So anyway.
There wouldn't have been the cars in them days.
There were not.
No. No.
I can remember. I was very little.
Was there ponies and traps?
Oh, everywhere.
Were they?
We used to horses. Oh, yeah. Oh. I used to work in the smelly bin with father, but he hadn't much help. Because
mm-hmm.
some of them had gone to the war when later on.
Mm-hmm.
I used to help. I could even strike.
Mm-hmm.
Take the shoes off ponies, you know.
Could you? Yeah. Yes.
But there isn't many. There's women now wanting to be farriers, but there's nobody to teach them.
No.
I was reading some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Be handy for them.
Because there's a lot of ponies and horses around now.
A lot. Mm-hmm. And there always will be somehow. But we were never afraid of them.
No.
They never worried us.
No.
They made a horse gallivate. What do you want? But you see a tail car coming fast.
Yes.
When late cars came, Mother told us to get up on the hedges.
Did she?
Truly?
Yeah.
I'm not joking. But I thought, how am I going to put the pram on there? See? The difference.
Yes.
When
yes.
they all cracked. But you see, there were open cars.
Mm-hmm.
The first closed car was Mr. Morbelowne's. He was a millionaire, so who else?
Oh, wow.
That was the first.
Was this in Douglas?
What?
Was it in Douglas?
I'll come back to your room.
Yes. Thank you, love. Yes. She's new, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, yes. The
Did he live in Douglas?
Who?
Mr. That millionaire that had the first car. Oh, Blum. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Oh. You see, they don't, then they come down to Great Meadow. They're all on their own land.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Colonel Moore and him, they were brothers, I think.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And then Mrs. Jefferson Ballard was a sister.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. The big land people. Mm. Oh, yes. But that was the first clothes car I remember.
Was it?
When I'd be about eight.
Mm-hmm.
It was closed in, like, and he had a chauffeur.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, Great Meadow didn't have a car then because it was the old lady that was around then. I was going to die. And he was colonel. That's right, colonel. But I don't remember him. But she had a horse and trap, and one be a closed in, one for wetted. But Mr. Milligan had a top hat, black coat, and white shirt. And white breeches and black shiny boots.
Oh,
oh, always. Oh, right up to the crew. And then she knew us because all their lovely horses,
mm-hmm.
the gorgeous horses.
Were they?
Seven beauties there.
Oh.
They're all one colour. Oh, they were lovely. They're all thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
Still are.
Yeah.
And they were all still at our smithy, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd pick us up.
Of course.
Because we'd be walking up. How she knew us, I don't know. So Mr. Milligan would have to get down, and he'd open the carriage, and we'd step in.
Oh!
Sitting like frightened fairies.
Yes.
And she was still knitting socks, and the war was over quite a while. She trimmed it in June. She wasn't good looking. But anybody like that was rich, mother would always say, must have had money, big cakes. Always.
Yeah.
She was not
yes.
good looking at all.
Wasn't she?
Oh. So, and she used to give us a lift.
Mm-hmm.
We used to think that was
yes,
great.
Yes.
Oh, she was kind, but she never talked. She never talked to us.
Didn't she?
No, just knitting away.
Fancy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But these, although she never had a car. You
no,
see.
No, no, just a pony and trap.
Yes.
And the lovely horses.
Oh, yes. Beautiful carriages, and they had this big landau, just like the Queen's.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Goodness.
For summer. And they'd been out perhaps out in the morning for cocktails these days. It was Miss Eunice and Miss Mary. Mary Rigaud was not all that many years then.
Mm-hmm.
She told me what she was doing before she gave up. She used to put all those daffodils around the castle, you know. She loved going, yes, I used to watch her setting those every year.
Did she?
Yes, it was very nice.
Yes. And where did they live?
Oh, Great Meadow.
Great Meadow.
And then Billy Rigaud, that was a son, he fell out of an aeroplane, you know, it was an accident. He was Lieutenant Colonel Rigaud, same age as me actually,
mm-hmm.
and because we used to talk to them when we were kids
mm-hmm.
through the railings,
mm-hmm.
you see, because mm-hmm. they'd be over on holidays from London, because their father was a doctor in London, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. But anyway, we'd be walking up to Crossways as little ones, because there's no cars on the roads mm-hmm. of warriors, and we could get on the hedges and there's a pile of cattle coming, you know, and things like that, because it just, we were living then, you see, not now.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy and Mamani, they were both good horse riders when they grew up. And Jill was the youngest, we didn't see her. They'd be waiting for us inside the railings because
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't be allowed out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we knew their ages and they knew our ages. At least they waited for us, at least to talk to us through the railings.
Yes, they'd enjoyed meeting you.
Oh, yes,
because
they had no friends
no.
there, you see, it was a big place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, almost up to the opening of the church farm there,
mm-hmm.
Lane.
Mm-hmm.
They owned that church farm too. They owned an awful lot of land.
They must have done, yes.
But they could walk down to Castle Town and not go off their own land, you see.
Goodness me.
That was no problem. No.
Wow.
And all the mill, where the mill was, you know,
mm-hmm.
the old mill.
Mm-hmm. Like the Castle Town?
Yes.
Oh.
All that land was there,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, well, they've got a diet just the same. They can only have 3 meals a day
yes.
and one bed, isn't that what you say?
Yes, that's right.
Father officer.
Did he?
Yeah. And they only can sleep in one bed and they can only have 3 meals
a day. It's a good thing to remember that,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what they've got.
Yes.
What land. You see, it's rather fun.
Yeah.
It's rather fun.
It is.
These men talking in the smithy, you know, you get to know an awful lot. They even talked about history and
did they?
Oh, yes, a lot. I used to listen and but they once
learn.
Said this that Oliver Cromwell was, you see, there's a rock out there shaped like a chair, and there's some notion that he was staying at Russian Castle. There's been quite a few in Russian Castle in his time,
mm-hmm.
but said not him.
No.
Because we found out afterwards somebody came in the smithy said he was never here. He wasn't.
No.
And father the other son and then sit on that chair. We've laughed over that many
I
times.
I bet you have, yes.
There's things all like that, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
But these Russian Abbey ones were marvellous people.
Were they?
Oh, they must have been wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. The things they could do.
Mm.
Oh, wonderful. They had their own bees. They had all that lovely silver and water.
Oh.
Oh, that's what kept
yes.
them going.
Yes.
See, they could do anything, grow anything,
yes.
all like that. Yeah. Well, they were remarkable people.
Mm.
Yes. And I heard only the other week of talk about Great Meadow. They even used to go down there. It was only walk down the road, Maroo Road,
mm-hmm.
to, and they helped with the middle of the building there.
Oh.
They were wonderful builders, you know.
Yeah.
The things they could do. Very remarkable people,
mm-hmm.
and it's where Christianity started, because on that bridge down the road here, the curved, I'm always fascinated.
Which one's that?
The Monk's Bridge.
Oh yes, yes.
There's a bend in that. Those stones
mm-hmm.
fascinated me all my life. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
1135. Well, that's where Christianity began in the Isle of Man, and it's been treated like God knows what.
Mm-hmm.
That Kenny fell out at like a nightclub.
Mm. But that's all going to be changed, that's
well,
all.
So they're doing it now.
They are, yes.
But by the heaven, they need some help,
mm.
you know, to get things really going.
Mm.
Because it's in like a mitten,
mm-hmm.
from what I last heard. But they are moving it now.
Oh, they will. They'll yeah. clear it up. And
it's taking some. It's going to take a while.
It'll take a long time. And a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yes.
And they want another mill.
Yes, yeah, the mill.
The awful spot down there.
Yes.
I couldn't go to look. My sister from Northampton went to look last year.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't go very far. She said, oh my God, she said, that's terrible.
Yeah.
As I haven't been, oh, she said, don't bother.
No.
And the Queen has passed there, you know.
Was she?
In a car, but she wouldn't see it.
No.
Well, that's the way that she was going up to through Ballymoder to the Tinwood. Yes.
Of course, yes.
Well, the Queen Mother's been over here quite a few times.
Oh, has she?
Well, you see her.
And Prince Charles, of course, he was here last year.
Oh, I won't have to have him. That's another story. A naughty boy, that.
He was, wasn't he? Yes.
And we must never forget that he was Diana's misery on earth. Mm-hmm. Never. Oh, no. Him and that camel, she killed the two of them. Well, anyway, and that poor little boy nearly killed on Sunday, that was wicked. He's my favourite.
Is he? Yeah.
Little Harry, yes.
Yes, he's lovely, isn't
grand
he?
Lad.
Yes.
But anyway, what was I telling you about just before that now?
About the Queen passing that to Tynwald.
Yeah, she didn't see that.
No.
Because she was.
The Queen Mother.
Oh, well, she's been here a lot because her sister, during the war, was Earl Granville's wife, you see.
Oh, yes.
And they were alike, you could see the likeness.
Oh, could you?
She was over a few times, you know.
Was she?
Yes. Because, you see, that was her eldest sister, Lady Granville.
I see.
And they were alike.
Were they?
Yes. Well, you could tell they were all alike. They were in Earl Granville and the King, and they all got their photographs taken on a fall outside the chapel. This is all afterwards, a lot of carry on, and Earl Granville give them all the ease, one room, and the King give it back to him, and the people run in stitches laughing. The famous couples. They were nice times, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, it was after the war.
Yes, yes.
Changed. Everybody was not happy.
So there was a lot after the war, there was a lot of changes on the island.
Oh, yes.
What good did you think the war did?